This is Kevin on the Monday Magazine here on Vectis Radio, the community station for the Isle of Wight. And as promised, we have special guests in the studio, none other than Barry and Diane Aspinall, a husband and wife team from New Church Drama Group. Is that right?
It is.
Yeah, excellent. And you're here to give a shameless plug to a production that's coming up this week. But before you start plugging it on air, I just thought it might be interesting to have a chat, Barry, about the group itself. So can you give us a bit of background? Any idea how long it's been going? Or
No.
Well, you can't say no.
No, the age, I was going to say, the age of some of them, you think it was probably when Adam was a lad, but...
You've got to be careful of the listening, you know.
I'm only joking. I believe that it started out as New Church Women's Institute.
Okay.
The WI started it off to do pantomimes and plays and play readings, etc., etc. And, of course, it evolved into New Church Drama Group.
And when did you get involved?
2012, when we moved to the island.
Okay, where were you before?
We were just outside Stockport before.
Yeah, I know it well. I used to work on the Stockport Express.
Oh, right. Yeah. I used to work for the Oldham Chronicle.
Did you really? What as? What were you?
And I was in advertising.
Okay. Oh, well, we never talk to advertising I was a journalist, so I would never talk to advertising.
Don't hold that against you.
Yeah, what made you move to the island, both of you?
It was a thing we'd always wanted to do, and our son moved down previously. So he did. He brought his scenery business here.
Okay.
And the natural progression was we followed.
Right. And the scenery business is what? Theatrical scenery?
It's theatrical scenery. That's at Wharton.
All right. What's that called?
Yeah, Scene Change Studios.
All right. Yeah, I think I've heard of them.
Yeah.
They're quite a big company, aren't they?
Yeah. They're doing very, very well.
Yeah. Okay. Very, very well. And were you, perhaps I can ask Diane, were you involved in amateur theatre up in the northwest before you came to the island?
Oh, yes, yeah, very heavily involved, from being quite young, actually. Mm-hmm. On stage, directing, choreographing, very, very heavily involved. And I just thought when we moved here that I would perhaps take a little backward step, but it's in your blood and you can't stop it.
So you tried to resist, did you?
I tried to resist, but I just can't. Theatre is just my soul.
Yeah.
So, you know, we love being members of New Church Drama. We've had a few opportunities with them. I also am a member of the Savoyards as well, because I love to sing.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's me, really.
Yeah, keeps you busy.
Keeps us busy, because when you're not at rehearsal, you're actually working, doing things for the theatre. Like, even though I haven't been heavily involved this time for personal reasons, I've actually been making some costumes and other things, advising things about things. So,
yeah.
I can't just keep away. I can't keep my nose out, as they say up north.
Well, what about you, Barry? Have you always been involved too? Have you been like a husband and wife team in theatre groups always?
Yes. I mean, I started very late compared to Diane. I think Diane was a child star, if I can put it that way. I didn't start appearing in plays, musicals, etc., until I was nearly 30, which is only a few years ago. But,
obviously.
absolutely. Yeah, latterly, before we moved to the island, we were involved with a company called New Mills Amateur Operatic and Dramatic Society,
yes.
And we were a team effort there.
Yeah.
Either I directed or Diane directed or...
Yeah.
Vicky Berkey.
Okay. Can you give us an idea of the scale of New Church, like how many people are involved, anything like that? Have you got a big membership?
It is a fair membership. I think we've 21 involved in this current production with the panto.
That's a lot, isn't it?
It's not bad. It's not bad. I'm trying to fit them all on stage and the scenery as well.
Is it very much a village thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because a lot of groups now, I mean, like my own, you know, I'll take anyone from anywhere, really. But an awful lot of groups on the Isle of Wight started in a specific location, and it is for those people. It's primarily peopled by locals. Is that true of Newchurch there?
Yeah, although we do have, well, it's not fair to say guest players, because they are members of the society.
Yeah.
But the president still lives in the village, the treasurer still lives in the village, some of the chorus still live in the village. So, yeah, it really is a community thing.
Yeah.
And we've tried to keep it that way by casting as many of the local people as we can.
Yeah. And where do you do your productions?
It's at the village hall,
yeah,
which is attached to the school, of course.
Okay. Does that cause problems because it's part of the school? I mean, I imagine it's pretty busy most of the year.
It is, but, I mean, obviously, since we've been involved, we've been rehearsing on a Tuesday and a Thursday, and we've just pre-booked. Whenever we've got a production, either it be a panto or a play or whatever.
Yeah. And would you say Newchurch does a specific type of thing? Because I asked that because my first contact with you was when I saw the legendary Noises Off, which wowed everyone for the set, apart from anything else. So that was a really ambitious production, wasn't it? Were you involved, both of you, in that one?
No, we weren't. I don't think we were living here then.
Were you not?
I'm not sure. Was it 2011, I think that was?
I can't remember
the date, but no. We weren't involved with that. But we did get involved, obviously. I designed the set for Two Into One.
Oh, yes.
Which was quite a revolutionary thing for for Newchurch.
Yeah.
Just got so involved with Newchurch, and we just love it.
Yeah, and what would you say about the sort of standard of theatre now? Because a lot of people are commenting here and elsewhere that the standard of performance and production is really going quite high now on the Isle of Wight. Is that a pressure, or do you think it just happens naturally that it just gets better anyway because people get more experience?
Yeah, I think it is a natural progression. Mm. We both Diane and I we do demand 110% of everybody.
Do you?
I have been known to shout occasionally, but you know, I think it is a natural progression that the more you do, then the more what's the word I'm looking for? The experience that you get, and you learn as each time that you step foot on stage. I mean, we've both been treading the boards for years now, but there's still an awful lot that you do learn, even at our age.
Yeah,
I also feel that working for different directors helps as well, because directors have got different ideas. Like, because I had to step back from this production and Marilyn took over, she's got ideas as well, and I think people learn from different people's perspective of what they want on stage.
And what's Marilyn's name? Marilyn
Bursey.
Okay, give her a nice plug then.
Yes, please do. Please do. She's worked extremely hard. She did take over, and she's actually playing the Wicked Witch as well. So she did take on quite a lot of work.
Okay.
From me.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Anyway, that's a nice link to what you're here to talk about, isn't it? Which is to plug Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which is on this week.
This week we start on Thursday.
Right. Wait for it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to come to that in a minute. Yeah, I've got to stop these two, well, you can do your shameless plug in a minute. I'm just going to play a little bit of music, and then we'll be back straight after this. Yeah, well, I think that's finished. This is Kevin on the Monday Magazine with you till four, and my special guests are Barry and Diane Aspinall from the Newchurch Drama Group, who are just about the champing at the bit here to give us details of their forthcoming production. I say forthcoming, it's actually imminent. Is it Thursday night it opens, Barry?
It is indeed.
Well, give us the details. Go on. What's the show and when is it on?
We're doing Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It's a script, and it's by Stephen Duckham. who it's one of the NODA scripts.
NODA being
the National Operatic and Dramatic Association.
Okay, some people might not know.
Yeah. And we're playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday matinee, and Saturday evening.
Yep.
7:30 start on the evening and 2:30 start on the Saturday matinee.
Okay. How do people book?
I can give a telephone number.
Yeah, go for it.
It's 01983, obviously. I'll just take my glasses off for this. 868-699.
868?
Sorry, 868-699.
Okay, that's the number. So you can book a ticket. And how much are the tickets, Barry?
£7 for adults and £4.50 for the youngies.
Okay. So the bit I always like about these is that it's on for four performances, but it's taken how many months to get to this stage?
Well, we started rehearsing after the play we did at Shanklin Theatre, so that'd be the end of October.
Yeah.
And it was a most peculiar thing because Diane and I went away for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
On holiday, and Marilyn just ran it while we were away, and then we came back for a few days, and we went off for 4 days to Germany.
And, As you do.
We went to the Christmas market.
Okay.
So that was the beginning of December. We had done a fair bit of plotting on it. And then on our way back home, Diane was taken ill and finished up in St. Peter's Hospital in Chertsey.
Oh, wow.
And so she was there for nearly 2 weeks. We were on the mainland for 2 weeks. So we lost a bit of time on that. But
you did.
Yeah, we managed to catch up.
Yeah, that must have been a very stressful time for you both, because I know from the chatting we've done before this that, yeah, how committed you both are to the highest standards and stuff, so it must have been quite tough for you to not just be ill, in Diane's case, but to have the pressure of, oh no, I need to get on and do the show. Yeah. You want to tell us what that felt like, Diane?
Terrible.
Yeah.
In a word, because I'd started to do the choreography for the pantomime and started to get all the music sorted out and everything, and I just go to sleep plotting a number and wake up and write it all down, and there I was, unable to hardly move with this terrible virus I'd picked up, and I just thought, am I ever going to be able to do this again? And that was my prayers, that I was able to do it again, and thank God, I'm looking as though I'm going to be okay now. So.
And you were in hospital for 2 weeks and
two weeks recovering
at home after?
I didn't come straight back to the island because I still wasn't feeling really very well. So we have friends in Brighton, and I went to stay with them for a week of recovery. And then after that, I was coming around quite well, came back to the island, and as I say, Marilyn took over the choreography as well as everything else, basically. So bless her, she's just been an absolute star, an absolute star.
That's
so
wonderful. And obviously she's a star of the panto as well, isn't she? Did you say she's the Wicked Witch?
She's the Wicked Witch, and she's wonderful.
Can I just step in here? She's not a witch, she is Queen Malevolent.
Queen Malevolent.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right. I mean, she's wonderfully evil and a bit witchy, but
okay.
Give her a proper title.
I do apologise, Marilyn. Can you name some of the other characters and the people in the production for us?
Yes, the young lady playing Snow White is called Lisa Hopwood.
Yeah.
Then we've got the comedy part is actually a character called Handy Andy, or Andy Handy, depending on which way you want to say it, and that's excuse me,
that's all right,
that's played by Heather Johnson.
Yeah.
And probably you know Alan Johnson, her husband.
Yes.
And lovely character called Dame Do It All, which is Reuben Loke.
Yep.
The Lord Chamberlain, and Prince Richard, which is a husband and wife team, which is Steve and Ros White.
Yep.
And that's no relation to Snow. Spirit of the Mirror is a young man called Terry Pearson, and he brings all his experience, of course.
Did you say young man?
Well, I'm being very kind.
I've seen him on stage. Tell him.
We've got the dwarfs and the chorus and children and animals and all sorts of things.
Animals as well?
Oh, young, we've got three.
Are there some surprises you don't want to give away?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I won't push you on that, but the mind boggles.
Well, we have got a monkey.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay. Not a person dressed as a monkey.
Oh, I couldn't possibly. No, I couldn't possibly comment.
Okay, but it sounds fun. And so you're doing a pantomime in February, and a lot of people are puzzled by that idea, aren't they? They think pantos are for Christmas. So, what's the logic behind doing it at this time of year?
Our logic was that when we were up at New Mills, we always used to play the last week in January, first week in February, and we used to pack it out. Every performance was sold out.
Yeah.
And it was a natural progression when we moved out here because of New Church doing a play in October. You can't really do two things at the same time.
No.
Well, you could, but you'd have to a massive membership.
And it's a pretty miserable time of the year, isn't it? So a fun pantomime is probably a dead cert, isn't it, to get people out?
Yeah. Cheers everybody up. You know, once the cast get it right and they're performing right and the audience are in, then it's, it just goes from strength to strength.
Yeah, but sometimes it's just as funny if they don't get it right, isn't it? I've seen a few. And I think that's one of the joys of the panto, isn't it? That, it's like local people seeing local people up on the stage, and there's a really good atmosphere and everybody's helping each other. You're looking at me with sort of stony eyes there. I think, no, it's not like that. But there is something in that, isn't there? It's very much a community feel to a pantomime.
Absolutely.
And will there be lots of audience participation in this one?
Oh, yes, there will.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah,
there is. There's lots of audience participation.
Okay.
Growing plants and all sorts of things that
excellent.
The audience have got to look out for.
Okay. And Diane, could you tell us a little bit about the music side of it? Because I know that's one of the things you have been able to work on, despite everything. What, have we got lots of songs and dancing as well?
Well, not as much as we did that I did originally plan.
Yeah.
Because obviously Marilyn had been, she'd got her part to learn, and she was sorting the costumes, which is probably part of my job and everything. And and in the end, we had to really cut the music down, although there's still quite a lot in it.
Good.
A lot of music, and we've used people's strengths as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly all up-to-date music. We tended not to use the old-fashioned ones. We like to be with the children, and I tend to listen out for what's popular at certain times and what my grandchildren are singing, and I think, yes, I'll go for that one. And that's what we've done this time, and most of them have been kept in, to be honest.
Good. That's nice to know. So give us a final recap then, Barry. So Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is on at, what's the venue?
New Church Community Hall.
Yes.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday matinee, Saturday evening, 7:30 in the evening, 2:30 Saturday matinee.
And tickets are?
Tickets are available from Ruth Bird on local number 868699.
Yep.
£7 for adults and £4.50, I believe, for children.
A bargain.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, thank you very much to both of you for coming in. I presume you've got another rehearsal coming up, have you?
Tonight.
Is it the final one tonight?
We've got a technical tonight.
Technical. And another rehearsal before Thursday as well?
Well, we've technical tonight for the stage crew, we've technical tomorrow for the cast, for changes, etc. Dress rehearsal Wednesday, and we're on Thursday.
Oh, wow, that is a full week then.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks very much for coming in. Good luck with it all. I'm sure it will be brilliant. And so, thanks to Barry and Diane Aspinall from New Church Drama Group.